now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey everyone, welcome. She's Not Lying. I am Kel Palguda, the mayor of Prescott Valley, and I just want to welcome you guys to the first Talk of the Town of 2021. So that's kind of exciting. We've got a special guest in studio, and then of course we're going to roll into what we got going on with Parks and Rec. So I'll just save the introductions for after we get back from our break. So please just stick around. We're just going to take that short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We've protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Step up in 2021 with Findlay Buick GMC Prescott. Step up to the professional grade of GMC trucks, engineered to let you command any task. Right now, get up to $6,250 off select 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab models. Or take as low as 0% APR financing for up to 72 months, plus up to $3,500 cash allowance. Step up to the decadent luxury behind the wheel of a 2021 Buick Encore GX. Right now, take as low as 0% APR financing for up to 72 months, plus up to $1,100 combined offer cash allowance, or lease for only $239 a month. Findlay Buick GMC will beat any Buick GMC dealer in Arizona's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. Offers on approved credit through GM Financial through 2221. Excludes tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Lease for 36 months with $989 at signing, zero security deposit.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we have a new employee with the town of Prescott Valley here in studio. And when it comes down to things, I think people judge a town based off of what we have economically in regards to stores and businesses, as well as what we have for infrastructure. So right now we have a gentleman here who is going to help lead us into the future for where it comes with economic development. So, sir, please state your name, tell them what your title is, and say hi.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Cutter Chamberlain. I am the new economic development coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley, and I am thrilled to be here, and thank you for having me on the show.
No, I appreciate you being here, Cutter, and one of the things is listeners just want to know, kind of like, what do you do? Like, what is your job?
Well, technically, it's to, attract retail and commercial business into the town. Of course, the sales tax benefit from new businesses for the town of Prescott Valley is very beneficial, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's my job. That's what I've been appointed to do, is to retain that business that's already here, make sure they're very happy with what they're doing and how business is going with them. And then really to attract new business, you know.
Sure.
So that's my plan, is to, you know, hit the ground running and find out who's willing to expand, who wants to come to this area, and show them what a great place Prescott Valley is. So.
And I think it's so important, because you can't expect every business to know exactly where Prescott Valley is, what they got going on, what the, you know, dynamics are and things. And it's like, kind of like your job. You're like the...
Exactly. Yep, got to find the details. You know, I've been really diving into all the work already, and it's very detailed. There's a lot of data that you do need to, you know, show them at what kind of traffic is coming through on the main roads and locations, and what other stores, if there's any conflicts of, you know, other stores and the whole nine.
Absolutely. So. Like population estimates, I'm sure, is a huge thing.
Yep.
It's so crazy, because the stores that we do have in Prescott Valley, some of them are doing like amazing in their market. Like you look at Chick-fil-A, or you look at Maverick or Dollar General, things like that. And they're just doing so well. It's just almost, like I said, getting the word out.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it is location. You know, I think the smaller end stores or little restaurants, fast food restaurants, they kind of piggyback on the big ones. You know,
sure.
if there's a major store that, you know, creates traffic to that location, then all those little ones kind of, you know, if you pull into Home Depot, you're going to see what's close by, you know, it's just kind of the game.
Kind of natural on how that's going to go. Certainly with the way, I mean, you've been here 3 weeks,
a few weeks,
So you got a lot of still trying to get your feet wet, figure out what we have going on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
People, you'll hear it all the time, and I'm sure you're on Facebook and social media, they talk about like grocery store acquisition.
Yes.
And how to improve or increase our grocery store footprint.
Yes.
I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, basically, I've done my homework, and it looks like, you know, even when you look at the Prescott area, you know, they've got a little smaller population than PV, and they've got twice as many stores, you know, to accommodate that population.
Yeah.
I experience myself how busy the stores are, you know, and
it's crazy. And people say that, and sometimes you take for a grain of salt when someone's like trying to criticize things.
Yes.
But when they criticize, hey, we don't have enough grocery stores.
Yeah.
They're not wrong. I agree 100% with them. We are underserviced on grocery store size.
Yeah. And so really I've been kind of digging into that whole thing, you know, where, looking at locations where they could possibly fit, what would be, you know, most beneficial for them. They really want to make, you know, the money. They don't want to put up a store and it fail by any means necessary, you know, so we have to kind of look at all of that, look at that traffic, the traffic flow, you know, if they're going to make the grocery store, and if they're going to put little shops and they can rent those out too as well, you know, so, already been starting to look, because I do know that's I've got harped on the very first moment I walked in the
door. Oh, I'm sure you did.
About grocery stores, you know, so that is on the, top of my priority list is to, you know, see what we can fill, you know.
Yeah. So one of the things I'm hoping to do on my Facebook page is, I'm just going to basically start a grassroots effort. We're going to identify a couple grocers, and we're going to ask for the citizens who've been following my page to get on there, start emailing, calling, do what they can to let people know,
exactly.
You know, and maybe then your phone starts to ring and people go, why are we getting all these calls about Prescott Valley? What is it that we don't know about Prescott Valley?
Yeah. Yeah. And especially you guys' population has grown so fast, you know, so maybe the ones that haven't been up here in a while don't really realize what it has grown, you know, to what it is now, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's a huge thing, getting that word out there, letting them know, like, you know, Prescott Valley is the largest, you know, city right now in Yavapai County. You got to come check it out. You got to see what we have to offer. So.
And it's not only Prescott Valley, but you look at the outlying issues in regards to like Dewey and Humboldt and Mayer and Cordes. Those people travel.
Yeah.
They do a lot of shopping in Prescott Valley.
Yes. And, yeah, I think that the Dewey-Humboldt area right there, I think there's like In the math, it's like 20,000 unserved. So right. Because they do have to come all the way up to PV or even
sure.
Prescott to go grocery shopping. So,
and it's just, I mean, it's just kind of natural, the natural flow or the migration of,
yeah.
of people. So, that's good. You hear about the Sam's Club building, I'm sure, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and that one is a tough one, it seems, you know, because, of course, it is owned by a Walmart, and it's
right.
really up to them on what they want to do with the building. So
sure.
hopefully we can find, you know, a place or a business large enough that wants to fill that space in there. I mean, that would be fantastic. That,
of course.
That marketplace right there is a great marketplace. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we really want to fill that so there's not any empty spaces. I think that's my biggest thing. As soon
right.
as I got here, I looked around and saw what was empty, and I definitely want to fill those buildings.
So. Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's huge. I know they broke ground on Popeye's Chicken.
Yep.
So that's kind of exciting. And for those of you that don't know where that's going, it's going up in the Crossroads Plaza by Home Depot. Over on the east or west side of town. So check that out. They're building their own standalone building. So that's kind of, I mean, I don't say exciting, but it's something different. And
yeah.
it goes to show that other businesses and franchises recognize, hey, there is a yeah. reason to go to Prescott Valley.
Yeah. And it always gives people a variety. You know, I mean, even if it is fast food, sit down restaurants, whatever the case mm-hmm. might be, I think having a variety of choices, you know, like that is just fantastic.
So, oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know coming through planning and zoning, I believe it's going to be next month, and make it to council's desk is going to be a Church's Chicken.
Yes.
And a Best Western restaurant. Or not, Best Western Hotel.
Hotel. Yeah, so, down by on the 69.
69 and Navajo.
Navajo, yes.
So yeah. for those of you on the south side of 69 and Navajo, across the highway from that new Circle K, Church's Chicken, a Best Western Hotel, and then there'll be a little strip mall of, they're going to try to fill it with some things
yep.
there too. So that's
yep.
kind of, that's good.
Yes,
first thing coming
yeah.
into town, like,
exactly.
I think that's exciting.
Especially during this whole, you know, COVID thing. I mean, 2020 was rough, and it's kind
yeah.
of, you know, you wonder what businesses are still going to, you know, pull the trigger right now. Are they going to
sure.
wait? Or are they going to, you know, go ahead and go through with, you know, developing that new business? You
yeah,
know, so
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's so important. And I think one of the things that we've targeted in Prescott Valley for 2021 is the benefit of youth sports tourism.
Yes.
So that's like bringing in softball tournaments or baseball tournaments or soccer tournaments because
yep.
people travel from out of town. They have to stay in our hotels. They eat at our restaurants,
yep.
shop in our stores. And the more we target that, I think it'll just benefit more for our business community.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's important.
Especially at any other location. I mean, I can see up here is just perfect. You know, it's
yeah.
not too cold, it's not too hot, and this is definitely a destination for people to
oh,
vacation,
yeah.
come for sports, whatever the case might be. It's a perfect location. So.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. definitely. And you say up here, so it means you came from somewhere down south.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, real
that?
Down south. So I hail from Yuma, Arizona. So I had lived in the Prescott area
sure.
for about 11 years, you know, before, and then moved down for family. So I've definitely seen it grow, you know.
Yeah.
I think I spoke with you before about
yeah.
How small Prescott Valley was when I first moved up here in 1995, and I've just seen it just explode, you
yeah.
know, and it really blows my mind to see, you know, what the town of Prescott Valley has done, and the growth that they've seen is just phenomenal. So
awesome.
I love the area. I'm happy to be here and definitely excited to be out of the heat.
No, I'm sure. And then along with obviously our businesses, you've had some experience with coordinating events.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so my primary focus was marketing. I assisted the town with marketing tourism, same thing.
Yeah.
Bringing outside, you know, interest into the Yuma area. You know, we really want to, like you just said, fill the hotels, fill
right.
the restaurants. It's all, you know, the part of the community, you know, and so focused on events. We did some major events down there.
Nice.
Pretty large ones. I think our largest that we hosted, the city of Yuma hosted at the Desert Sun Stadium was about 16,000 people, and that was the Tunes and Tacos Festival. They've
wow.
done it for about 9 years. 2020 was supposed to be the 10th annual.
Oh, okay.
It didn't happen, of
no.
course, but that is a major event. There's about 70 vendors who come out for that event.
Wow.
Taco, crazy. I mean, if
yeah.
you like Mexican food, that is a place, you know, you might want to visit someday. Yeah,
no kidding.
Definitely cool. Yeah, they got carnival rides. they've got a full-on concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had all for One come last year, and then Michael Ray, the country musician, he was going to come this year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal for the town, but it definitely brought in a lot of drive traffic from the Imperial Valley right there,
right,
which is El Centro, and then Welton and the South Counties, which is San Luis and Somerton. So,
It's huge. Yeah. And there's no reason that Prescott Valley couldn't put something.
No, absolutely not. I mean, especially even if it was just in Prescott Valley, you guys have such the drive market. I mean, think about it. If you're in Prescott, if you're in Cottonwood, mm-hmm. you know, Jerome, any of these places like that, I mean, you would definitely make that drive if you have some, you know, big festival or event that you can spend a day at. So,
absolutely. Flagstaff Market or then just, heck, people just want to, let's face it, get out of the heat down in Phoenix.
Yes.
And find a reason to come
especially
to Prescott
Valley. Especially the traffic from Phoenix. It's so close. We just had friends come visit from the Surprise area.
Okay.
I mean, it took them an hour and 15 minutes.
Exactly.
You know?
It's just a straight little run. Yes. And that I think is huge, is to get that out there and have that quality type event to bring people to our
I
area.
I agree. I definitely agree.
So this month, folks, we only have a cutter for one segment. So we'll have them coming back.
Cool. Anytime.
We'll have you come back and we'll have you talk a little bit more about, you know, different things that maybe come out, let people know. In this last minute, is there something you want to share, or is there anything that people want to get a hold of you, maybe have some suggestions,
something
like that?
Yeah, sure. You know, they can definitely call down to town of Prescott Valley, you know, ask for me. My name is Cutter Chamberlain. Again, I am the Economic Development Coordinator, and, you know, I'm always willing to take a call, talk about whatever you need to talk about, especially regarding economic development, the town's future. That is my main focus, so commercial and retail businesses is really what I'm going to be focused on. So
awesome.
Just happy to be here. Love the town. Love the feel. And everybody has been seriously so polite and so nice to me since day one. So
that's
couldn't be happier.
That's terrific
here.
Right
yes.
there. So again, folks, if you want to get a hold of Cutter, 928-759-3100, just shoot him a call. You can just say, hey, this is what I was thinking. Here are my thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. And that's one of the things here in Prescott Valley. We'd love to hear other people's ideas and what their thoughts on what will make Prescott Valley even amazinger. I don't know if that's a word or not, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
So, folks, we're just going to take a short break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hey, it's Kent from Pure Solar AZ. There's nothing quite like the sense of independence that comes from living off the grid. Pure Solar and Electrical is here to assist and to give families a sense of choice. 2020 has pushed solar energy to the brink with the abundant amount of power outages recently. With the sense of freedom comes the responsibility of providing for your own energy requirements. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we understand that it can be frustrating if your solar system struggles to supply power for the things you do on a daily basis. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we are offering bigger battery banks, additional panels, and inverters. So rest easy knowing you have the best team in the solar industry on your side. You have Pure Solar and Electrical. Visit PURSolarAZ.com to learn more and get a quote or call us at 866-204-9886. That's 866-204-9886. Pure Solar and Electrical, Arizona's number one solar provider for over 40 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. As we normally do on the show, we finish a couple segments up with what we got going on with Parks and Rec and arts and things like that at the town. So I'd first like to welcome Anthony here with the town of Prescott Valley. Anthony, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having us on here.
Let's just kind of dive into what you got, what things are going on, and what we can talk about.
Yeah, so... You know, this year we've changed things a little bit, and we had, a pretty successful New Year's Eve event that happened.
Yeah.
And Polar Bear Splash with the changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had some good turnouts there. So those were a couple of the events that we had recently that, even with COVID changes, we still were able to have a successful event. Going forward, just like everything else, we're continuing to make the adjustments as needed. We got a lot of messages from people about the daddy-daughter dance.
Yes.
We ended up making a change where we're not going to be doing it this February.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are moving it to June 12th this year.
Okay.
And probably doing it at an outside event, doing kind of like a Mad Hatter tea party, little finger sandwiches, things like that, kind of throwing that princess tea party theme.
I like it.
Yeah, just get you outside, be nicer weather.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to spread it out a little bit more instead of just being inside and having a good event with that. Registration will open up May 1st. Just like last year, the per couple is $40 and any additional daughter will be $20.
Okay.
So yeah, I will release more information as we get it for that one.
What's the cap size you think on that?
As of right now, we're probably going to shoot for 160
total.
So that's probably about eight. But
yeah, about 80, 75,
yeah,
80,
somewhere around there.
Some dads have more.
Yeah,
than
we just have to kind of figure
daughter.
Out the footprint and see how many we can actually offer.
Nice.
And be able to do that.
And I just want to share that I was at the daddy-daughter dance last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was an amazing event. Like, it's just such a good time. My daughter was four at the time, and she just thought it was the greatest thing ever. So
it was so cute.
So I hope to encourage everyone that's out there, just go on out there, and I assure you, you will not regret it.
Yeah,
so.
It's a popular event. It sells out quick.
Oh, yeah.
So when we do release it, if you want to take your daughter and have a good night, be on it quick, because
yeah,
tickets
like
do go fast, and we will create a waiting list, but that doesn't guarantee that anybody will drop
sure.
out.
Sure, no,
so,
definitely.
So, yeah, just remember May 1st. We'll open it up and try to get as many people signed up as possible.
I like it. I'm excited.
Another event that'll be coming up that's coming up quick is Egg Extravaganza and the Family Arts Festival. That's going to be March 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The reason we're kind of moving things around with this event, and we're moving it to Fane Park. It's going to be a drive-through experience this year.
Okay.
So, you know, we were thinking about how can we make this event safe for everybody without having 2,000 kids running around right next to each other and, you know, on top of each other. So it's going to be kind of a drive-through experience just like the Valley of Lights. We're going to use Fane Park and use the same footprint as Valley of Lights. You just drive in. There's going to be some performances going on. We're going to have De Palma's Karate there doing some performances. We have some other ones that we're trying to line up to make sure we have some live performance as you go through. There's going to be a drive-through scavenger egg hunt. We're going to hide eggs, like big wooden size eggs, throughout the park. with sheets on it where you can look through your car windows trying to find all the eggs. There might be an Easter bunny hiding around the corner that you'll be looking for. And at the end, we'll definitely have some gift baskets for the kids that'll have a little Easter treat.
I like it. I like the Palmas. For those of you, they're the local karate instructor. My one of my twins, my son, he likes to go to it. He calls it Ninja School. And it's just good. It's a good family-owned business.
So yeah, it's great. My kids just started this week with them.
Okay.
And so far, the two classes they've had is amazing.
They're so good. Really, or he is so good with the kids. It's just really a great time.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, with the extravaganza, we just made these adjustments and try to make it family friendly, interactive for the families as they go through, and continue to put on these events, being mindful of our times now.
I think it's great.
And we're also going to be at the end having a donation.
Okay.
For the school district for their art programs. We'll
like
be
it.
There taking in donations to gather money for any kind of school supplies, things like that they need for the school district.
And again, the date on that is?
That is going to be March 27th at Fane Park from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Do you think it's like a rain or shine event by doing it this way, you think?
I think so. Yeah.
I think it would be good.
Yeah, I think it'd be rain or shine. We're going to continue to do it. You're going to be in the comfort of your car.
Yeah.
We're also going to have radio broadcasting children-friendly music.
Like.
So we'll have a tune-in. They can tune in, and there'll be some kid-friendly music going on as they're driving through the park.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think my daughter, if she could choose the music, it would be JoJo Siwa. I don't know. Have you guys heard JoJo Siwa?
Yes, we have.
Have you? Yes.
I have. I have a young daughter that's into that, and... Yeah, I could see it. Big hair bows and
big JoJo bows.
Big JoJo bows.
Yes. So, all right, what else we got?
Another one that it's in the works is Rhythm and Brews.
Yes.
We're anticipating doing that June 19th. That's a Saturday,
phone.
June 19th. We're in the works of that to get some bands involved and some local breweries. It's at the beginning phases as I get more information on that, and I will be releasing that. So maybe next month,
when you
come
guys
on
come
the radio
back on,
show, I'll have some more to talk about with that one. We're trying to get, you know, see what talent we can get out there and some local bands and local talent.
No, I think it'll be good. It's Father's Day weekend, so it's a good opportunity to kind of get out there. And it's also the day before Toby Keith is going to be in town.
Exactly. So it's going to be a kind of busy weekend in Prescott Valley.
Yeah, I like
you know,
it.
It's going to be a lot going on, and it's, you know, it's good family time to get out and spend some time together.
No, that's good. And one thing to point out is COVID kind of it bent us a little bit, but it certainly didn't break the programs that you folks have been able to put together over there at Parks and Rec, which is says a lot, and our community certainly appreciates that because sometimes they just need to go do something.
Yeah, exactly. Even with like the polar bear, just talking to some of the people there, they were thankful for us
sure.
just putting something on, you know, brighten their spirits a little bit. And yeah, it wasn't the same.
No.
Things were a little different, but they were grateful for what they had and they enjoyed the experience that we had.
No, I think that's awesome. And we just continue with that because I could tell people, maybe not today, but the sun is going to come out from behind the clouds and things will get better.
Yeah, you know, we just keep moving forward and trying to do what we can and make it to where everybody's safe, but continue to push forward.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, we got a few more minutes left of this segment. We got anything else?
We can talk a little bit about sponsors. I know we've had a lot of businesses who have kind of let us know that through the pandemic, they're wanting to be involved and they're wanting to be at our events or sponsor our events. And, you know, Anthony is a great person for those people to get in contact with. If just like De Palmas, if you're interested, if you're a business owner, if you're interested in maybe sponsoring or getting involved.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You know, I'm always willing to reach out to anybody or listen to anybody that wants to be a part of the events and right now, trying to gain some of those small businesses and growing that community
and
that
huge.
Strength and partnership with each other is phenomenal right now. You know, just with De Palmas, I've met with him a couple times, and it's been awesome conversations, and they want to be together with every event. And
nice.
With Polar Bear, we had Smoked Eat Sweet Treats come up,
okay,
and they're looking to bring up their food truck here and start a partnership. and they decided to buy a business license so they can be a part of the
event. Oh, how great. Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's just about reaching out and developing those friendships and relying on each other and making sure that we grow those partnerships together.
No, I think that's important. Just for people to get involved. And how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at the Parks and Rec Department. My number is 928-759-3108.
Of course, they can reach out through the Facebook page, message you on that as well.
Yeah, message us on Facebook page and get us through there and leave a message, and I'll definitely reach out to them.
No, and they can kind of pick your brain on what they could do sponsor-wise or how they can – like, it's not a cookie cutter, hey, this is the only way you can sponsor.
No, anything right now. We had, you know, a lot of people donate cash to help sponsor things and put in on there. They donate time just to come help us out.
Gotcha.
They can donate prizes for giveaways and anything like that. We accept anything. We won't turn away anything. Even if you want to just show up and just say hi to the community, that's welcome as well.
That's awesome.
Just kind of being there and showing your support for your fellow community, that's what we're trying to do is strengthen Prescott Valley altogether.
Excellent. And before we go to break, we were on the topic of sponsorship. And a longtime sponsor of events for Prescott Valley was Sun Valley Tire.
Mm-hmm.
And owner Don Otto passed away over the weekend. And I've known Don for... heck, it's 22 years, and he was truly a pillar in our community. And the man gave and gave and gave, and I just want to give condolences out to Mona and the Sun Valley Tire community and families. So,
definitely.
With that being said, folks, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Law Enforcement asks for your help in locating Jennifer Acuna.
Acuna was found with several other people inside a travel trailer in the Seligman area.
Deputies and probation officers found dangerous drugs, drug paraphernalia, and marijuana plants inside the trailer. The trailer was stolen, and there was a bill of sale showing that Acuna had sold the stolen trailer.
Yavapai Silent Witness Director Chris Wilson says Acuna was arrested and later convicted of theft, trafficking in stolen property, and possession of drug paraphernalia, but
Acuna currently has a nationwide extradited probation violation warrant as a 37-year-old white female, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 145 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. She has multiple tattoos to include one on the left side of her neck that appears to be the lips.
You could be eligible for a $500 cash reward. Call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 with that information or submit a tip at yavapaisw.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Scattered afternoon rain and snow showers, chilling after bedtime, with spot rain and snow showers to a cloudy 36 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. As this precipitation continues all week, cooling your highs to near 51 tomorrow through Friday, a rainy, windy 44 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low clouding to 40 with scattered brief showers all week, chilling tomorrow through Friday's highs to near 60. Saturday's a very wet and breezy 53. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to be, this segment, we're going to be doing a little bit more about arts and culture and parks and rec a little bit. We have Isabella here. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, so let's just kind of dive right into what we got going on.
Yeah, so we really want to update everyone from the town on our Jenkins
projects. So if people don't know what that means, we were so fortunate to be gifted about $500,000 from a local estate. And that money was earmarked for basically town beautification projects, long-term, long-standing projects that the donator wanted to see benefit the town. So if people aren't familiar, what we the commissions and council went ahead and decided that money was going to go towards is a new spray pad.
Spray pad, yes.
Going at Bob Edwards Park.
Exciting.
And two monumental bronze sculptures going at our Civic Center, kind of capping off both ends of the Civic Center campus, as well as a fountain project that we've been wanting to see completed for years on the Civic Center campus by the Theater on the Green. So we're taking that $500,000 and we are making it go as far as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And all of those projects you're going to see completed in 2021.
And that's super exciting.
It's
and when
so
you
exciting.
Say like sculpture, like you're not talking like a sculpture that sits on a coffee table. Like it's
no, we're not.
It's significant.
Yeah, so we're talking two bronze monuments that were both designed and are being created and built for the site specifically. So what's amazing is that both artists that we commissioned mm-hmm. are world-renowned sculptors who live in Prescott Valley. I mean, we are
so lucky.
We're so lucky to have these men who literally have sculptures all over the world in public parks. And they both live here and they both want to work on these projects so badly for their own community. So
how, I mean, just
crazy.
To think about that, like,
I know.
Just think about it. Like these people have sculptures all around the world and they live here in Prescott Valley and we just happen to have them doing something for us.
Yeah, exactly. We're so lucky. And these projects are things that have been, I don't want to say on the back burner, but mm-hmm. just the wish list items, you know, that our Parks and Recreation Commission and our Arts and Culture Commission, probably as well as council, have been wanting to see happen for years. And now we can make them happen. So just to go into detail, I guess, about each one, we want to just kind of give everyone an update. So the first one that you're going to see completed is actually the fountain piece mm-hmm. by the Theater on the Green at the Civic Center. So if anyone can picture, when you're walking up to the Theater on the Green, there's kind of these large cement steps that mm-hmm. take you onto the green or down onto the cement patio. And we're taking those steps and turning them into what they were originally designed to be, which is a tiered fountain mm-hmm. element. So I think it's going to be a really wonderful addition for when we have Theater on the Green concerts or Movies Under the Stars. It's just a really beautiful kind of element to heighten the design, and it's what it was originally intended to be. Mm-hmm. So.
And just to have a water feature where it's like, I don't know, it's probably 30 feet long, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I see it. It's right outside my office. I look down at it, and I'm super excited because I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty.
And there's nowhere else, I mean, think about it, there's nothing else like around that we, like this water feature like this. I mean,
no. Not
on a civic, on a civic campus.
Yeah, and it's something that you would be more familiar seeing in somewhere in Phoenix or somewhere in a bigger city, and just really gives you that sense of a nice space to be, a nice space to sit and kind of have your lunch or
have your lunch and just listen to it or hear it or just
hear
see
that
it.
Sound. It's
absolutely.
Just sitting by a fountain or just makes you think about being out in the open outdoor.
Exactly.
A creek.
Just so good. Do we have a time frame on that, do you think? Or?
So it's being constructed right now.
Yes.
So they're saying in the next month or so it's going to be complete. We don't have an exact date.
Sure.
But next month or so.
No, that's, I mean,
awesome.
In the grand scheme of things, that's like, you know, a day from now compared to other projects.
So
you know?
Definitely by the spring, you're going to hear it bubbling and see that water trickling. So we're really excited about that one. And then the next one that you're going to see completed is the historical monument that we're putting on the corner of Lakeshore and Skoog.
Okay.
Right when you're coming into the Civic Center, there's that sign that says Civic Center Complex. Right behind that sign, there's going to be a 24-foot historical monument erected, made out of bronze. And it's beautiful. It's designed by our local artist, Ed Riley, of Bronze Smith Fine Art Gallery and Foundry. And he worked with the commission on this design, and he's really just done an incredible job at representing, you know, who we are as people who live in northern Arizona and Prescott Valley specifically, and the story behind this land. And so it's a story of really three elements: the history of the tribe, and he's worked with the tribe on getting it perfect, exactly what their history is, what they want to see represented. So that's one piece. Ranching, which we all know is still a huge part of our area. And again, he's worked with those ranching families to say, what do you want to see? What's important to your story? And the third piece is the mining. So large gold mining and that train that used to come through and the mining that existed here that kind of built our area. So he's taking all three of those elements and creating these bas relief panels that are 18 feet tall that are just going to tell the story of the area in relief sculpture.
I mean, this sounds amazing. And it's going to be on the west side of of the Civic Center. Skugan Lakeshore, there's obviously two Skugan Lakeshores, but this is the west side one.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
He actually incorporated four benches around the base of it. Okay. So it is an area where people can sit while they're walking around the Civic Center. We're also going to be integrating in the next few months here QR codes at every single one of our sculptures at the Civic Center. And you're going to be able to scan in the QR code and learn about the piece that you're looking at. For the historical piece, you're going to be able to hear all about the tribal side, you know, what the basket weaving traditions are, what their symbol is of Granite Mountain and why that's integrated. And you're going to be able to hear from the artist himself on why he designed it the way that he did. So we're so excited to see that go up. And that historical monument, it's going to be called the Jenkins Obelisk in honor of the family who donated all of the money to make it happen. And that's going to be installed in May.
That's exciting. Like, just I think the QR code technology is just being able to utilize that is so so great. And I wasn't really sold on QR code stuff. And then I started using it and just, you know, just holding my camera up to it, and then boom, it bumps me to a link, and now I'm it's so great.
Yeah, you used to need to have an app.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I wasn't too big into it.
Right. And but now anyone who has a smartphone, you open up your camera, you can scan in the QR code, and it's going to take you back to our website, pvaz.net. But we're going to have an audio element so that people can just hold their phone up to their ear and be looking at the artworks and listen to the story.
No, that's just awesome.
It's really, really awesome. So that we will have, by the time the monument is installed in May, we'll have the QR codes as well.
So it's not just for that monument, though, right? Are we going to try and do them for other...
All the artworks...
Artworks that we have,
in the town will have QR codes associated with them. So as you walk around and happen upon an artwork, or if you actually want to go from piece to piece and take that experience, you'll find the same signage in front of each artwork, a small QR code that you'll be able to scan in.
Because we have some very unique pieces of art. I don't know if people realize that. Like, if you've never been down, like, if you don't, like, if you pay your water bill online and you never got in trouble and went to the court, or, you know, like, you don't realize the different types of artwork that we have all throughout the campus. And
I think it's we actually have over 35 pieces of artwork that
35, that's...
Yeah, is in our Art at the Center collection. Some of them are on the Civic Center campus, and some are scattered around Fane Park, Viewpoint, all these different parks. But now you'll see not just the artworks, but the QR code. So you'll be able to kind of key into that, and it'll take you to a map as well.
Nice.
So if you want to spend a Saturday with your family and go around and experience it, it's almost like an outdoor museum is what we're creating. And Prescott Valley, you know, we don't have a museum. We don't have any significant galleries here. But what we do have is this amazing collection of art, and it's growing. And so we want our community members to, you know, be proud of what we've collected.
I think that's, that's terrific. I mean, heck, you go to Bob Edwards Park, there's a boy with a soccer ball sculpture, or, you know, there's a boy with a dog, like, all throughout. Like, this is, I think it's, and you can create, like, a scavenger hunt day with your family and kids and just kind of scoot around. I think that's just an amazing thing that
we got going. Yeah, all you need will be a phone.
Yeah, which I don't know anyone that doesn't even have a phone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me neither.
So pretty much everyone can be doing this, so that's awesome.
It's just amazing to think about all the sculptures that we do have, and most people just walk by them and don't even pay attention to
them. Yeah, and the other thing, though, in their defense, though, like you see the sculpture, but you're like, oh, I wonder what the story behind that sculpture. Like, you don't know. Like, where are you going to go find the story?
Exactly. And the QR codes, they make it so much more approachable. Uh-huh. So even our arts and culture commissioners, you would think maybe those are people who know everything about art
sure.
can tell you all about each sculpture. But no one knows everything about each piece. And that's why people go to museums, go to galleries to learn something
exactly.
new. And so we're trying to create that experience, whether teachers want to bring their students over or you're just on a walk at the Civic Center and you say, I've always wanted to learn about that piece.
Yeah, no, that's such a great idea. So
that will be going up by May when you see that historical monument.
Nice.
So within the next couple months, we'll have both the fountain and that historical monument installed at the Civic Center.
Ooh, that's awesome.
It's really exciting.
That really is awesome. So we got about 45 seconds left of this segment. And did you want to touch base on the one on the other side?
Yeah, we have so much to talk about, but we have another sculpture going in November.
Okay.
So we'll be giving you more updates as the year progresses.
Nice.
But that will be a celebration of our local flora and fauna. In bronze sculpture on the other corner of the Civic Center as well.
And I'm sure we're going to be getting like update pictures that you guys are going to be posting on the page?
Yeah, we've been posting them on our social media and we will continue to. So both the town page and at Prescott Valley Arts, that's the Facebook and Instagram of your Arts and Culture Commission.
Nice.
It's a great place to find out about all this fun stuff, but the town page will have updates as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, just stick around a little bit, folks. We're just going to wrap things up right after this break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We just have about a minute left of the show, and I just kind of want to recap with what we have going on for Parks and Rec. So let's hear it.
So just to inform you guys once again, Egg Extravaganza and the Family Arts Festival is being hosted on Saturday, March 27th at Fain Park from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's going to be a drive-through experience. Everybody is welcome. We're looking for a good turnout there. And once again, Daddy Daughter Dance is going to be opening up registration May 1st. It's going to be $40 for couples, $20 for additional daughters. And we're moving that to June 12th. And there'll be more information to come on that.
And they can find it all on your website?
On our website, yes, at pvaz.net. You can get there and get to the Parks and Rec page, and everything's going to be on there. Also on our Facebook at Prescott Valley Parks. We'll be starting to post social media posts on everything on there. And
awesome.
Reach out to us at any time, and we can answer any questions.
All right, folks. Hey, thanks for joining us this month. I look forward to seeing you guys in February. So have a happy 2021, and let's get out there and do amazing things, folks.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.